Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The British-based company accused of misusing Facebook information for political gain has suspended its chief executive, Alexander Nix. Cambridge Analytica said recent comments secretly recorded by a British television channel did not reflect the firm's values. During an undercover investigation by Channel 4 News in Britain, Mr. Nix was recorded explaining how the firm could discredit politicians online. Simon Jack reports.
The British consultancy Cambridge Analytica is at the eye of a storm which has engulfed the social network Facebook. Politicians on both sides of the Atlantic and posed fundamental questions about the way we share and companies use our personal information. The company obtained data from 50 million Facebook users, which it's alleged was used to send highly targeted messages during the 2016 US election campaign. Secret filming from Channel 4 News shows executives boasting about their role in securing Trump's 2016 election victory, but the company has denied the Facebook information was used for this purpose.
President Trump has used a phone call with President Putin to congratulate the Russian leader on securing another six-year term in office, brushing aside concerns in Washington. Barbara Plett-Usher reports.
President Trump said he'd had a very good call with Mr. Putin. He said they would probably be meeting in the not-too-distant future to discuss the arms race between the two countries, as well as the situations in Ukraine, Syria and North Korea. He did not, however, raise Russia's apparent role in the recent nerve agent attack on a former spy in Britain, said his spokeswoman Sarah Sanders. This despite the outrage the incident has caused in Europe. Mr. Trump made his remarks shortly after the U.S. imposed sanctions on Moscow for allegedly carrying out malicious cyber attacks and meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
U.S. senators have blocked a resolution that would have ended American military involvement in the civil war in Yemen. The move has helped save the Trump administration from some diplomatic embarrassment. The White House is currently hosting Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia. A Saudi-led coalition has received support from the U.S. military in its fight against Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. World News from the BBC.